Is it 7 minutes? We are reading. She'll join us. Because we've been trying to call her. But I told her that we're starting at 1. Okay, first of all, honorable members, I think to make our process easy is one. We have two presentations. With the two presentations, at least we must say which. Hemen, we beg you, like, with regards to the document that was presented by you, Hemen, which are the things that you want to put in our guidelines as our criteria? And then with the presentation that was presented by Temarazi, which are the things that you want to put? And if we are satisfied with the things that Temarazi has presented and Duhemen has presented, let's take out the things that we are not agreeing with. Let's identify things that we are not agreeing with and add on things that we want to put as part of our guiding document or our criteria, using their document as a tool for the criteria. So that we must not, you know, politicians, you like to hear your voices. You can talk for the whole day, repeating one thing.
Yeah.
So we want to be smarter. Because you do have the documents in front of you. So, for your benefit, Honorable Robinson, what we are saying is that we are starting our meeting now. So, we are going to use the two presentations as our guiding documents. But what we are going to do now, we are not going to repeat what they presented.
Good.
We are just going to identify things that we don't want in their documents, and put things that we want. Ne? So that
okay.
We cannot stay here for a long time, because I know politicians, we like hearing our voices. We can talk one thing, as if when it's said by Honorable Velma, it's not clear, but when it's said by Honorable Seke, it's much better. No, we don't want that. We are having the documents in front of us. Let's identify things that we are not agreeing with and make our own proposals in addition to what they have presented before us. And then our content advisor and Hemen will assist us. They will listen because they'll have to go and draft our own now. But as we discuss, remember, you must look at the advert so that you must not introduce things that were not in our advert. And you start saying you want a person with a BA. No, it's not saying. So look at what we have said in the advert. That's the first one. And then the second one, out of a and then when you go home, you'll have to read your packages now, the CVs, and you'll have a week. It's more than a week, because next week we'll be receiving a report from the state security. So what we'll propose maybe is to meet on Monday, taking into consideration that the state of the nation address. Maybe we'll have to meet Monday, Tuesday. Or we'll meet Tuesday for the shortlisting. The following week, the 5th, before State of the Nation address, because on the 6th week we can meet, because you'll be telling me what you are looking for, your suit, your hair, your dress, your nail, your what. So you'll have your Konjo, is State of the Nation is on the 7th, ne? 7th is on Thursday. Tuesday is fine. Yes? Yes, Tuesday is fine, ne? Okay, we'll I can accommodate him. Let's accommodate it. Yeah. Tuesday is the whole day, ne? We'll start in the morning. I hope we have this. And Tina will give you our proposal, ne? What we said with the staff, we're saying we received 88, ne? 88 applications. So we are going to propose that for each position, we shortlist 3 people. And when you calculate 3 times 8, it's 24. So we'll have a wide choice. Competition will be high. And we'll be able to choose among the 24 candidates, which is who are the best. Yeah. So this is the proposal that we are putting before you so that you can tell us whether you accept it or not. Because we didn't want to shortlist 10 people. We said no, let's be reasonable, and it's a democratic process. Let's allow a participatory democracy. And then everybody must be given a chance, but there's no way that will shortlist 87 people. So that's why we worked on a formula of at least 3 people per position. So when you calculate 3 times 8, it will be 24. So it's fine. I think it's reasonable. So, and then... Okay, number of days for the interviews is obviously it will be 2 days.
Maybe before we go to the number of days, I think we must adopt the formula that you presented so that we see. We should not say no. I move to second the proposal that we shortlist up to number 24. We have 24 candidates that are shortlisted.
Okay. Any seconder? Honorable Robinson? So, with that one, we are all fine. So we'll shortlist 24 candidates. And then in terms of days for interviews, it will be 2 days. So you must be ready. That will work up until 9, up until... What is that last time? Let's go to Ngobani. 8. Okay, what we need to discuss is how many minutes are we going to give to each candidate so that we can be sure that it will take 2 days. Ne? So let's work on it. The staff, even yourself, members, you can work on it. Ne? With how many minutes must we give each candidate for the interviews? How did you calculate it last time? Okay, before the end of the meeting, you'll be able to tell us. Moba, we can't dwell on that if you're not ready. I thought you have worked on it. And then the other thing is... Is what? We are agreeing with the... geographical spread will be part of our criteria. Rural areas will be considered. people living with albinism will be part of the shortlisting and even the end product. People living with the disability will be part, even the end product. They'll be part of our appointment. Gender, race, and what, all those things will be considered. So it's part of our inclusion criteria. So it can be a woman institution only. We must consider all those things. I'm just thinking these things. Nina, you must think and apply your mind. What is it that you need? Nina, I'm giving you other things. Yeah. Age. Geographical spread. We've spoken about it, ne? Experience. Meaning in terms of gender activists, that's where experience comes from, Macau. Because there's no way that we'll take someone on a gender activist and appoint that person to be a commissioner. What will that person do? Because there's no time to train. We want commissioners who will hit the road running. You know? So obviously, well, we need people who've been dealing with these issues. That is the first priority for us, like last time. That's what we did. That's why we don't, we're not strict in terms of qualifications, but in terms of that part of being a gender activist, it's critical, it's important for us. And then, remember in good standing, whether you're an NFP or IFP or what, good standing meaning you are a South African citizen. South African citizen. Responsible citizen, you know, and then fit and proper, fit and proper, you know, in terms of integrity, loyalty, and so on and so on. And what else, Hemen? Continuity. Not if you are not productive, not if you are not efficient, not if you are not performing. Not if you are throwing divisions there, not if you are corrupt, not if you have brought the organization into disrepute. Those are the things those are the people that we are not going to consider. If you have brought the organization into disrepute, why should we shortlist you? If you are not productive and efficient, why should we consider you to do what? If you have failed to do your work in your first term, what will change you in the second term? So those are the things that you must take into consideration as the committee. And I know with some of the commissioners, they are current seven commissioners, they think it's automatic. It's not automatic. We'll consider all those things. And then, I think those are the things that I'm throwing to you as honorable members. Maybe now, let me pause and hear from you. Which ones do you want? Dr. Luyenge, Honorable Robinson, Honorable Makaula, Honorable Maluleke, Honorable Shima, was your hand up? Oh, okay. Honorable Velma. Honorable Seke, you are the last one. stop. So on the last one, Chair, so in the majority of issues that we have raised, I agree, there is no point of repeating them. But I want to add on the issue of taking or putting the organization into disrepute. That must be a conviction. It must not be just an understanding. That there must one who has a conviction in that particular organization of his or her. Then on the issue of people with albinism, with disabilities, those categories of qualified people will be prioritized. We must not just say albinism and disability as if it is a priority area. It mustn't be that maybe we are isolating others. Those that are qualified with this, it will be a factor that will be considered to the qualifying ones, and then they are with albinism and disabilities, the youth activists. Okay. On insolvency in relation to that was actually confirmed by a court of law, not judgment. We must differentiate between insolvency. Insolvency should be declared by a court of law. And then maybe let us look into a period. Maybe one was insolvent 30 years ago. And of now, maybe there is some rehabilitation. But he or she was once declared insolvent. Maybe it will be assisted by or I mean, but periods in some people, yeah. And then the issue of, in addition, of mental ability of an individual must be also a qualifying factor, because you can't consider a mentally retarded, declared mentally retarded person to be. Yes, it is a disability, mental retardedness, but it is not meant for, you can't be dealing with issues if you are declared as mental retarded. Go.
Thanks very much. Well, I would say that the mentally retarded is something so obvious it doesn't need to be said. And then with insolvency as well, I think we have, hashed that one, but understand where it's coming from, but this has never been a major issue in all the other panels. As far as albinism is concerned, we do have a very competent person who lives with albinism, who's been working on the committee and who has a long track record, so she's already represented. And I think that, you know, people with other disability could be considered. But what we need are people who are activists and who have got the track record and the history. Connection, oh no, I don't know what that was. I can't read my own handwriting. And then just one other question, please. Sorry, can you just confirm again the two dates on which we're going to be doing the interviews? Thank you.
Okay, we're done, Maro. Okay, Honorable Velma.
Thank you, Chair. It's not mentioned, but sometimes a person who is a gender activist but maybe doesn't work with children. So if we can just scrutinize the CV to look for a person and that understands the children's sector, because we have a high number of abuse, sexual molestation of children, and who is the voice of those children. Sometimes they are gender activists, yes, but they only focus on adults, and we also need someone who works with children, and then farm workers. There's a lot of abuse of women on the farms and the children on the farms as well, so, and nobody speaks for them, so we need to look for someone that is skilled in that. I haven't seen CVs in terms of that kind of attribute, but we need to look for that. And then the third thing, the CVs on the website, Parliament's website, I saw the references are taken away. I just want to make sure why. I just want to see, sometimes I like to see who gave a reference, whether it's a teacher or minister of a church or a family member, but the references are taken away and I wanted to know why. I see on the printed ones, it's, I'm not sure if it's in the pack. I just would like to know if it's there, and just to get an indication of who gives the references. And then I also would like to say to honourable members, not to reprimand you, but just to educate, you cannot say mentally retarded. You must say a person with a mental disability, please. So can we please be politically correct with the terminology used? It's not retarded. It's mentally disabled or mental disability. But also I need to caution members, we have different degrees of disabilities. So those who have severe disabilities, for example, Down syndrome, they can't express themselves necessarily, but they can, and then you have someone who has Down syndrome who can give presentations and express themselves. We cannot completely disregard someone with a mental disability, because you have those who are able to work, able to function in society, so we need to be cautious on how we say that, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Velma. Honorable Kola.
Ngibonga Hlanu. Mina okwami nje ngizokusho ilento yokubhekelela ukuthi sangathi singenza sho ukuthi labantu okutholakala ukuthi mhlambe babe namacala, amacala mhlambe lawo fees masol bakwazi ukuthi bakwazi ukubhekelelelwa, nalaba mhlambe bebeney'kweletu ngenxa yokuthi abanawo umsebenzi, kungabheka ukuthi ngoba sebekuleni ukuthi mabaku-blacklisted tenze ukuthi bangaqashwa. Okunye bengizocela futhi yilento yelento ka-5 years. Angisho ukuthi ngishole ukuthini, kodwa sengikhavekile uma kuthiwa sizokwazi ukuthi uma ngabe sibazi ukuthi laba bebewuthanda umsebenzi sikwazi ukubabuyisa, ngoba bakhona esibaziyo ukuthi bebewuthanda. Okunye engizocela ukuthi sikwazi futhi ukuthi la sibabheke abantu basemakhaya, kuqinisekise ukuthi lo muntu ezoqashwa la uyawathanda amakhaya, uyaya futhi emphakathini. Uma sabela bizwe uthi mangabe kuthiwa nayinkinga ahambe enza, hhayi mfundo abazobuya bezokwenza into abayenza kwi-Women and President, bazoreporta into bathi senza ukuthi sibe singazi ukuthi ubekwenzekeni. Asibafuni labo bantu. Omunye umuntu esimdingayo lana, enye into ebengithi ngisafuna ukuyisho la yileyo kwicela yokuthi singenza kanjani ukuthi ke sibheke le nto ye-experience, angisho ukuthi asiyenze manje. But enye ngoba enye into ehluphayo, kunabantu abahleli namajazi emakhaya befundile ama-degree, njengoba dengibuka nje abantu bafundile banama-diploma, but kodwa baqashwa ngenxa yani yale experience. Ukuthi ayikho nenye indlela thina esingayibheka, although ngingasho ukuthi asiwenze manje, ngoba leyo nto yona i-experience kunokuthi vele uthathe umuntu nje ongamazi ozojabulela into esengiqashiwe ephalamende angakwazi ukwenza umsebenzi. Kodwa funako sazi ukuthi yini enye into esingayenza, ngoba leyo experience sangathi yona eyinkinga kakhulu, especially kuthina lana eminyanga. Iy'ngane ey'ningi ziqedile, ezinye zizegcina seyiphuza utshwala ngenxa yokuthi umsebenzi ukhona kodwa ngenxa yale experience. Yingakho ngelinye ilanga ofuna lake sibheke i-amendment ukuthi ayukho umthetho esingake siyiphalamende ke sihlale phansi ubheke ukuthi silungise zazinto. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ayikho indlela yokuqeqesha bengithi kodwa lokho kufuna ungene ukuthi kuyafuneka ngempela ke sibhekele le experience. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kaula.
Give us a man. Troy. On my side, not numerical order, let us ensure that the people who are appointed have got interest in rural issues, and those people are also activists in their rural areas. Let us also ensure that we look at the issue of the experience. As we are all aware that one of our graduates are working, but they don't have experience. I'm not saying that they must be included in this commission, but we can also look for now and also into the future as how can we assist them to have enough experience. And also on the issue of insolvency, let us look whether this person, what led that person to be declared insolvent, because we need to look at the issues, because we know the history of us as black people, where we are coming from. I think we also need to look at those issues. And secondly, when we also look at those previous commissioners, we need to know those who were active and those who were not active, so that we don't reappoint people who are not active enough, so that we know people who are active and we can recommend them, not those who are not active, so that we avoid the issue that is faced by the other commissioners, where people will come and report, whereas they did not go to those places where they were needed. Just in summary.
Okay, Honorable Ima.
Thank you, Chair. Okay. I'd like to know how are we going to address the issue in terms of the shortlisting process to take into consideration youth representation on the structure, or representatives from the rural community? I don't know what criteria we need to use to make sure that there's some provision made. Because we all may go out there and shortlist three names and bring them, and I'm not sure if what happens then if all of us don't find one youth there or don't. I just wanted some clarity how we're going to actually do that if we wanted a broader representation in terms of that. But that goes, you know, across the board, whether it's youth, whether it's race, whether it is rural community. So I think that's the first one. I think when we talk about mental, we should be talking about mental capacity to be able to perform these duties. Because if you've got somebody who was mentally imbalanced, basically, and you get them behaving in one day or in one way and then the other, or for the wrong reason, that might have an impact on how they're going to perform in terms of their duties. Now, I know this one I'm going to talk about is a very sensitive one. How do we deal with the issue? And I think maybe under mental health, it should have been including health, because, you know, we need to ensure that those people that we are appointing are going to be able to come out there and perform their duties. And so for me, health also plays a major role in terms of that, because we don't want to appoint people and then you'll find for the rest of the 4.5 year term that haven't been well enough to be able to perform their duties, and there's not much you can actually do about it. Although one may argue that, you know, that can happen while they are there, you understand? But as a precautionary measure, we should take that into consideration. Now, I'm a little bit concerned about when we talk about criminal offense, because you can have a very minor criminal offense, like a speeding fine, and it's recorded. You know, what would be our view? Should we not then, while we talk about criminals, but look at the severity of the crime itself? Same thing like we spoke about death. If a person has got minor death, so it's a one or two thing, it's a different issue. If it's a person that's, finding him or herself into debt all the time, and that is another issue, you know. So I think I just wanted some clarity how we're going to basically look at that, because like I think I've heard before, it may not impact on the kind of work you're going to do. So should we, you know, be a little bit more open to it, you know, rather than being prescriptive and saying criminal offense, was the kind of criminal offense. And remember, in terms of constitution, in terms of the rules, even with parliament, even though you can be convicted of a criminal offense, the law says, and that if you must not be sentenced to more than 12 months in prison. So we must be consistent in terms of when we talk about that, you know. Again, I don't know, like I said, if you had a speeding fine and you were convicted and it shows it a criminal offense, and yet you're talking about gender equity and things like that, may not impact on each other. So one needs to get it. And then finally, Chair, the one that we discussed earlier on, how are we now going to get those reports on the performance of the previous commission so that we'll be able to deal with that accordingly. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Honorable Inma. Obviously, the traffic fines, we're not talking about traffic fines. There was even asked as members of parliament, traffic fines, they affect us sometimes. You know, you get traffic fines that are not your child or your husband was driving your car, and when you are being stopped there, you say, I want to see the picture. Was it me? And we find that it's your son or it's your daughter or your husband. But they reflect there because the car is yours. So no, the criminal offences don't mean traffic fines. Yeah.
Now, I only gave that as an example, but there might be other minor offences, not necessarily traffic, that I'm concerned about that would
impact. No, I was trying to address you on that one. That I'm mentioning this specifically. Yeah. Obviously, we have agreed that it differs. Yeah. The cases are not the same as the individual. They're not the same. And remember, that process of giving candidates an opportunity to explain what was this about and so on and so on. Yeah.
Thank you very much, and I think I agree with you that let's treat each case by its merit. Yes, I think we'll cover everything. And just to say, you know, we've got lots of young people who have applied. So let's put it as a criteria. Then we'll make sure as a team that we identify, we shortlist them, and they'll be part of the appointments. We've got young people who have applied in this list, and knowing exactly that South Africa is a youthful country, so there's no way that we can exclude them. And Chair, just in addition to the continuity part of it, we should also extract, when we write it, let's extract your clause in the Act 3.7, which speaks to your term of office, so your reappointments and whatever. Yes, let's put it as in addition to that continuity as a criteria. Thanks.
Thanks, Honourable.
Yes.
Young people, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now of late, you know, young people, they want to take over everything, and they forget that, you know, there are institutional memory also. It's important.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that young people, they know better than the old ones.
Mm.
No, it's not. Yeah. We must balance it. You know, in other organizations, you hear people saying, young people, but when you find, you can check the real gist of the work is done by the ones that they are calling SASA. You know, they call old people SASA now, but them, they are well, some of them, they are obese. They can't even do anything, you know, young people. But we are saying young people will be considered, ne? Yeah.
No, thank you, Chairperson. I agree with you that we need to have a mixture.
because we cannot have only youth who doesn't have that experience. And maybe just to clarify the issue of experience to my Honorable Kaula, we are not saying experience in terms of the qualification that the person has, but experience in terms of gender issues. Yes. And maybe to clarify the issue of criminal offense, even if we apply on the Z83, they say, did you have a record? Then you say, if it's yes, then you clarify. You state why were you given that criminal offense. So even on this one, we will be checking on the merit of those things. But Chairperson, I want us to get it clear on the issue that you said earlier, that in terms of the disability and people who are living with albinism, you said even the end product should reflect that. What if we don't get a suitable candidate who falls under that category? Are we forced to get anyone who has albinism, even though it doesn't fit, doesn't have the qualification?
Thank you. I was just saying there is an existing candidate who is also a commissioner who does fit that category, and she has done a good job. So we don't have to go looking for somebody extra, but we can check up on that sort of thing.
What else? Herman, you wanted to respond to some of the things?
I'm not sure, because maybe the next time we will be not here, and if we agree and write this thing as it is on the end product, and what if this one, maybe we can, because he has applied and is there and is doing the good work, but in the next group, when they have to appoint commissioners, and then they don't find someone who's qualified, it should not be the case that no, the previous ad hoc committee, they were saying strictly that the end product must be like this.
I think with regards to that, honorable members, is that as South Africans, we must promote a culture of inclusiveness, because once we don't promote it, we as politicians now, nobody else will promote it. And you know, sometimes people will tell you, you are looking for scientists, they are not there. It's not true. Scientists are there out. But you know, the problem is its dissemination of information. It does not reach the relevant people. That is where the problem is. So I'm sure we must find a better way of ensuring that people do get information, because this thing of we can't find such people, it's not true. Like, for instance, now Honorable Robinson is telling us, well, no, in fact, there is one, you know. And even there are, even with the newly applicants, you know, there are people who are living with those conditions. The issue is whether on the interviews a person can perform or what, it's something else. But in terms of us receiving AMA applications, those people are there. If you remember that you were part of us, even in the last ad hoc committee, Honorable Velma, she even requested that there are people who have applied and they did not get the application. We did not receive the committee. We made means to check whether those people they did apply indeed or what, and those people were given the opportunity to participate in those interviews. You remember, ma? Yeah. But in terms of how then, as the committee, do we make recommendations to the House when we are presenting our report, it's something else. But also, remember, even if we make recommendations, there is no system in Parliament that may follow up, you know, tracking and tracing what recommendations they were made. Like last time, we made recommendations as the ad hoc committee. But in terms of who must implement, yeah, well, it's subject to discussion. We don't know. But in terms of us doing our work as public representatives, we have done it. So maybe Hanyan, our systems will improve. But Tina, we must enforce that culture so that even the coming administration members must see the need, you know, to promote it and enforce it. Yeah. Honorable Uzopala, Kaula, Luyenge, and Honorable Verma.
Because I want to comment on what you say, Nche.
Yeah.
To say we should not, you know, write albinism as part of our end product. Because to me, it's part of your disability.
Yeah.
It falls within disability. So let's capture it in that way. Because others can also raise the point, why have you not mentioned me? I've got this kind of a disability.
Yeah.
So let's just run away from that and be on a safe side. Yeah, just disability, knowing exactly that we are promoting all these things on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. No, uzokhumbula honorable back la ku commissioner khona ebesinabo ukuthi angisazi kwakubani obekwazi ukuthanda kakhulu iy'nkinga ezi-affecta abantu besifazane kakhulukazi izinto emakhaya lakhe lento zasemakhaya zama-chief uthola khona ukuthi abuse abantu besifazane ngaleza zinto zabo ukuthi bayithatha thathe noma kanjani abe ngowesizwe kanjalo nala masonto nalento ezokuthwala kodwa ekugcineni nalento yamadivorce ekugcineni angisamboni lo muntu angazi achuze kanjani bonke labo bantu siyabadinga abantu abazokwazi ngezinkinga ezi-affecta abantu besifazane lezi ezigcina abantu bakithi besifazane sithole seyibulala ngoba uthi uzama ukudivorce ngapha akakwazi ukudivorce because umthetho wamasiko uthi yayizwa loo nto manje agcine esenenkinga yenu sesela kadivozile indoda niyakwazi uqhubeka iyogana futhi ayibo loo nto besicela ukuthi sangathi kulaba ke kubuye lowa khona ngikhohlwe igama lakabona bheka amaphepha owayekwazi ukungenelela nakulezo zintoba if siqhuba ngama-abuse khona lani nama-culture kodwa nawo ama-abuse khona amasonto nawo ngama-abuse funa lo muntu ozokwazi kahle ozoba nayo yonke lento okuthanda abantu besifazane emnyango ukuthi bangagcilazeki ngiyabonga.
Chairperson, just to stress that when we are selecting people, let us ensure that those who are vocal enough and activist on the issues of rural women, on the issues of those who are involved with the advocating these Ubuthwala customs, and those who were also dealing with the issue that were affecting Amakhosi and all those cultures. I've forgotten the one, but I hope Honorable Zeke will remember that one, that person who was an activist. I think people with such caliber and interest must also be included to serve in this commission, because they'll be able to assist the gender commission.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think Honorable Kaula was emphasizing the issue of us
considering gender.
And I'm hoping you have done your homework because you honorable members who are serving in women, you have seen the advert. You should have encouraged those people to apply, because if they did not apply, then that's another story. Honorable Lienge.
I think honorable Grace has covered me in relation to the manner in which we put the prioritization of people with that disability, especially the albinism. So we say we give priority to that. We don't even write there to say the end product will be like this. But if we don't find what we want in the basket that we have, we can maybe go out and further headhunt, because you also stressed this fact the last time, that we must go out and headhunt people to apply, which is a just cause, and we understand this.
Honorable
Velma.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honorable Chair. I was thinking about what Honorable Imam said about sensitive issues like health, but I think the committee secretary can assist us that when we have questions, the last question always, like, is there anything you'd like to disclose? And then, but disclose doesn't have to be criminal issues or financial issues. It can also be health issues that you have that could affect your work performance. You can work, but sometimes your health can affect your work. So maybe in the questions themselves, we can put it broadly in such a way that any kind of issue like that can hinder your performance in the workplace can be disclosed. So we can formulate those kind of questions. And I like what Honorable Chairperson said, that it's not just for one person with disability, but it's for the commission as a whole needs to be involved in promoting a culture of inclusivity. We know that we can't have all the types of disabilities on the commission, but every commissioner must also be able to see to issues of gender equality and people with disabilities. So the culture of inclusivity, I mean, South Africa is very diverse. We have LGBTI community, you know, people with living with HIV/AIDS. It's so diverse. So we need a culture of inclusivity and broaden the information dissemination. In that way, we can be covered. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much, Honorable Velma. Can we then move? No? Yes. Hemen and Timbalas. Summarize on what have you written, because it's our document now.
But I can go through what the members have said so that it can be clarified, so that when we compile the documents, you know what to answer. The members have agreed that they will shortlist 24 candidates over a period of 2 weeks. The time allocation for each candidate has not been decided as yet. It was agreed that the candidates will receive people from rural areas, people with disabilities, different genders, race, age, and geographical spread, including people from the rural areas. It was also agreed that looking for people who have a record of being gender equivalent. It goes without saying that people must be South African citizens. They need to be fit and proper in terms of integrity, loyalty, efficiency, and they must not be people who have been proved although it is into their organization. And there was also an issue that when we look at the issue of sowing the seeds, there must be a conviction, not a speculation. It's something that has been proven. And the issue of disability, like when we're looking at the mental status of individuals, it must be, we must ensure that people, even though they may be people living with mental disabilities, but they are able to perform normally and be able to operate the functions of the commission. And the issue of the criminal record, that even if the committee receives that the article is criminal, the committee will look at each case and determine whether the criminal record is due to something minor or something else. I've just spoken to that the criminal record, it's not an automatic qualification, then the committee will look into the merit of the case to determine if, like, for instance, the person was convicted of rape, then that's something else. But if it's a traffic offense, then it's something else. Also, another thing, the committee has said that they will scrutinize the currently serving of CG commissioners to determine their functioning, like how were they performing last term, and if they were not, then the committee will need to decide on their representation. Then is the issue of the health of individuals, which the members have agreed that it's a sensitive issue, but one other concern I have suggested that maybe during questioning, maybe the members can assess whether the health of that candidate will be a stumbling block towards the effective function.
Yeah, that cannot be stipulated, that cannot be written down, yeah, as such a procedure.
Following week, then I think it's a Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Thanks for bringing that into my attention. Then we'll check it, ne? Yeah, we'll check it.
Oh, thanks, Chair. Maybe still coming, but just for information. In terms of questions, do we have standard? Are we asking candidates same questions? All of them, yeah, because I'm thinking that those will be appearing on the second day. They'll have more advantage, they'll be more advantaged. Okay, all right.
And then, we'll drop the in. My edition?
Thanks, Chair, but it wasn't like like additional, but maybe some responses. Because one of the issues which was raised by Honorable Liang is the issue of bringing the organization into disrepute. Probably there, the committee should look into the issue of
where some individuals have been having running battles with the commission. Some of them, I know for a fact one has applied, but has been having running battles with the commission. But it's an issue with the committee because it's at its discretion to develop its guidelines, but they should look into those issues. Then the issue of mental disability, I think that's one of the prescriptions which is probably non-negotiable, although we may be trying to be humane and considerate, but for effect, some decisions taken by a mental unstable person, they seem not to be valid in court. So it's an issue which is serious because the court can say that's why insanity becomes a defense. So the issue of mental issues, they should not be a actual feature. The issue of insolvency, I think for effect, it takes about 10 years for somebody to be rehabilitated, and that person is declared by a court to be a rehabilitated individual. Then on the issue of getting somebody who works with children, it's also at the discretion of the of this committee. It's what Honorable Verma raised, those issues. Then youth, rural criminal offenses, then the severity, then the committee decided that probably they should look into the issue of the severity of the offense and the sentence, because although I might not have read the City Act, but some issues like speaks about conviction. So I cannot like condone issues which speak about conviction, because if the Act speaks about conviction, you cannot escape that probably was a lesser sentence, because the mere fact, if it speaks about conviction, that's a conviction, you cannot change that. But I don't know about the Act. I haven't like the issue of continuity, that one is accredited, captured in that document. Probably another issue, probably someone that must bring into the issue of this committee. Let's understand the issue of gender versus feminism. Probably because it seems like you are always speaking about feminism, but gender is the roles, the female and the male roles. So it's not about feminism. So hence we should also consider the male candidate, the female candidate, because it's about gender equity. Then on the issue of health, I think the Constitution in Section 9 is clear on that one, that you cannot discriminate some people based on their health, creed, race, and whatsoever. I think it would be unfair for the committee to ask somebody to disclose about their status, honestly, because everyone might find that everyone has got his or her illness. Then now I'm forced to disclose, and that might disadvantage me. So that one, it's covered by the Constitution, and I don't need think there is any need to go into that extent. As much as we will be overzealous to getting health commissioners, but there's no need for that.
You know, Honorable Members, some of the things that you've raised, they're not meant for the guidelines.
Yeah.
They are meant for your questions for interviews. Oh, okay. You have an accent that I talk.
Yeah.
We will.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Madam.
Thank you, Chair. The point that I forgot just now was the one that Herman raised first, and that I wanted to state about bringing the commission into disrepute. that I disagreed that you had to have a conviction. That cannot be. If there's been much public debate, radio, newspaper, etc., we know there was a similar dispute in the CGE in our first term of office. It took years and years to resolve. We cannot. If the disrepute is there, we must go for it, because I think some of us know what's going on, and we can't have the institution of the CGE threatened by being legalistic.
I think I agree with you. Though we cannot put it down, but you know, other things we can use with own discretion. We can use our own discretion as a committee. There's no need for us to write down, you know. Yeah. And when coming to the issue, I think we are done, but satisfied about what we have added in terms of the criteria. And yeah, Shobelo, but the person must be found, man. Must be found. Yeah, a person must be found. Obviously, if a person is mentally retarded, a person will be declared by about the Wadena.
Yeah.
It's obvious. It's an obvious. Yeah. Yeah, it's not an issue. You understand? Yeah. I think, can I get a mover for the adoption of our own documentation now? Criteria and laws. Honorable Ima? Okay. Thank you very much, honorable members. Then the staff will just rewrite them now. Okay, can we move on to questions for the interview? When coming to questions for the interview, we don't have specific questions. Members, like last time, that's how we did it. We don't write down questions. Each member will in a friendly way, in an informal way. Each member will craft his or her own question in line with the Constitution and in line with the CGE Act. And questions, ne? For as long as they are within the post, the advert, what you want, and no one will prescribe to you and say, when write question it, no. I cannot tell you to raise what question. You yourself will create your own question. That's how we did it last time. We are avoiding a situation whereby people will be given answers by members, so that person, when she or he comes here, should be performing. No, I understand. I don't want to say some of the things, but you are avoiding a situation whereby other candidates will have benefits of being close to members and will come here and presenting exactly answers that he has prepared before the interview. So we don't write down any questions, but all the questions that members need to prepare, they must be in line with the CGE Act and the Constitution. That's all what you want. And based on on the criteria, you know exactly what is it that you need to ask people to check whether that person, in terms of activism, that person will be able to be a good commissioner or what. That's what all what we're going to assess. I'm sure other things, I don't want to say them, because some of the people have applied and they are watching, so they'll get the benefit here, which they know, which the amount of questions rate will be based on what. You know, because if we're not on air, I was going to say it, but now we're on air, people will you know, will spot us, which, yeah, this is what they are going to ask me. This is what they are going to ask me. No. So Honorable Ross will do as we did last time. Even commissioners, I think the questions will differ also. The current 7 commissioners and the people who are not commissioners, some of them will be asking different questions because they are current 7, you know, and others, other people maybe, they're not commissioners, so you'll see. We'll discuss this thing outside this meeting. We don't want anybody to spot us. You'll understand, yeah. We don't write down questions. Yeah. You'll change questions as and when they come in, because a person who will hear, actually this thing is transparent. The interviews are transparent, and people will be sitting and watching with it, we have asked this one this, and we have asked this one this. Yeah, so that's why my questions, they differ. You'll see yourself. The questions that you'll be asking on this day, the following day will be different. But they are still in line with the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa 1996 and CGE Act of 1996. Yeah? As amended, yes. Yeah, it's like, members are like, yo, how are we going to do it? You will see, you will do it. And then when you ask questions, you know, because my one is easy. Very easy. I think you're fine. Yeah? Even Kaula knows. Honorable Kaula knows how to do it. If she doesn't know, she will ask Honorable Singh. Anyway. But Kaula was there most of the time. You remember, Marok? Sometimes I had to call her into order when she's raising things that are not relevant. Second time around it will be easier. So I think we're done with that one. But fortunately, on the day we are shortlisting, we'll know. Anything that you don't understand, you will be able to raise it so that we see how to assist each other.
Can we not agree on the time frame? Each person, time to be asking the questions and whatever.
Yeah.
But that will give you an idea how many days you need to do all the interviews and things.
How many minutes? But we were giving each candidate last time.
I'm afraid I can't remember. But you know, we must also make sure that our questions are short and sharp, and that we don't go into unnecessary preambles. Give the opportunity to the candidate to speak.
That one is important. You know, Muslim, those of you who were not here, Honorable Ima and Honorable Seke, you must know the preamble now. especially from members. Your question must be sweet and short. Yeah. And then you allow the candidate to articulate the answer and so on and so on. Give the candidate. Each member opens how many are we? You are 11. Okay, we'll work on that, and then in the next meeting we'll tell you. I remember that we even counting members that were 11. So, Makandis, I don't know how we're managing time, but ASC have got 6 people, so it's not 6 people who are asking questions. I think it was, they were changing. It was 3 and 3, this, it's not everybody was asking questions, but everybody will be asking questions. Everybody will be asking questions, but not at the same time. Not one candidate being asked by 11 members. It was not like that. We were 6 from the ANC. And so I think it was maybe 3 members who will ask and the 2 will not ask that candidate. And then the next candidate will be asked by... they were changing. ANC members will know how were they doing it. So that, but about Ima, they will ask continuously about Ima, Kaula, Maro. Are you fine? And then they'll work on scoring sheet like last. It's out of 10. It's out of 10? Yeah, all of us were scoring. All of us were scoring. All of us. Except I'm an alternate. I'm an alternate and not scoring. Yeah. Remember, when you are voting, they are not voting. But if, for instance, if maybe one member of the ASC is not there, or alternate, that alternate will be scoring. But for as long as it will be 11 people. Yeah, not more than 11. So I must remind about Madison, about Chamberlain. They must make sure with little less they are ready. Yeah.
So how do you deal with issues emanating from the breaking by your security agents?
Yeah, my issues after getting that report, ne? After getting that report, each candidate, you'll be having that report as members. You let the candidate to answer our question and go on, okay? And then the last person who will be asking in location the question will deal with the issue economy and the state security. Remember, Honorable Ross, that's how we dealt with some of the things. Even if it's not the last person, but someone else within among the members will ask about issues that relate to state security. And then candidate will be able to respond. But before we start the interviews, we'll be knowing exactly with the people that we have shortlisted, who are the people that have got issues that are very serious. So we'll know. If Honorable Robinson has asked that candidate, there's no need for another a member to ask the same questions. So it will be like, now you are too much. But members are free to ask a candidate. There's no candidate who would go out not being asked. Not being questioned or whatsoever. No. Honourable
Chair, just to point out that, you know, we've had a look at the report from State Security beforehand. Some of those people, depending on what we read, may well be eliminated, you know, not be on the short list, so it might not even be necessary, just depending on the severity of the case.
Totally agree. What we want will be in the report. That's why we are not shortlisting next week. We'll be shortlisting after receiving the report. So some of those people will have already been eliminated by the report. And some of them will be considering them because of, we will use our own discretion. It depends on the merit of what case is that person having. So you will see as we get there. Because we can't just use that report raw as is and say, but some of the things you will see yourselves, how do we deal with some matters. For now it may sound like it's difficult, but when we get there you will see how we deal with them. Before the interviews, we would have dealt with the report as a committee. And they will know exactly who have we considered for a shortlisting and what questions we will be asking to this candidate. You will see, because we will discuss the report. Are you covered? Honorable Emma.
I assume that at that next meeting we will then, after the shortlisting, decide which batch is coming the first day, which will be told in advance.
And remember, some of the people that are coming from outside Cape Town, and it's the committee that prepares for their traveling and their hotels. So we'll know exactly which batch is coming the first day and who's coming the second day. You know, last time some of the candidates were affected by the traffic congestion, net delaying of flights and so on, but we are very accommodative with the committee because it was not their own making, you know.
Normally we place them in a holding room. So I don't know where did I get this thing, that which committee or whatever the interview, the holding room was not that, you know. Yeah, there was no water, it looked like, you know, no fresh air there. I don't know which holding room have we used, or it was the same. So these are the things that we must check.
I think you're right. Not enough time we were affected by that. So this time maybe they will give us the right room so that we can be able to accommodate our candidates and to keep them in the right place so that they can have tea or water, you know. Because they were like sitting in a passage, which was not right. Yeah, the first day, we were in that other... Okay, I think what's next? What? Yeah, it's a change in the So I think this was the last item. Anything else that you want to raise? Anything else that you want to know that is not here in the agenda? Honorable Ima.
Sorry, if I just take you back, Richard. I'm a little bit concerned. If I understand it correctly, Friday is the deadline for all these fingerprints and all those things. I just wanted to know what form of correspondence have we got between us and these respective candidates in terms of providing all that? Because today is Wednesday already. You've only gotten one day in between the deadline. And what number of them is still outstanding in terms of providing us whatever we need in terms of that? Because we don't want it to hold us back as well. But at the same time, we want to be fair to them given the challenges that our people face.
And fortunately, most of them, they've submitted it. She was briefing me in the morning. The only thing that she did not count how many are they. But most of them, they've already submitted. And by the end of Friday, this Friday, and next week, you know, we'll take all of them, Honorable Ima. And for as long as it's not next week Friday, we'll give elocution. We'll take those fingerprints. Yeah, for as long as it's not next week Friday.
Provided that in the interim, if we can try to assist those that might be having a long, you know, contact all the time, and maybe we can see how we can assist them. We don't want to leave anybody out.
Let me check today how many. Yeah, and check others on the receiving. Yeah, I think.
Same issue, so who's that going to lose a little one? We have to go come and do the anti shooting show team. And so to the band who took by apply. Told us those that were turning off younger than. Yine yenza kalayo yabona njengokuthi nje kunabantu abasemathwayini abese baseyilalini into ongayazi mhlawumbe eyi angazi ukuthini lento
ma uthanda uyibiza ngeyilali ma uthanda uthi rural
senishona lokho ukuthi yazi ukuthi ngempela sinenkinga thina singayazi nabantu ngempela ngempela uthola ukuthi babe-aplayile kodwa uthole into zabazifiki ngabo.
Uma kukhona umuntu onjalo emamkhawula kufanele afonele usecretary a-check-e ukuthi i-application yakhe wayeyifakile ifikile yini. Uma kube bekayifakile nge-date e-right usecretary uzamtshela ukuthi akayitholanga bese uyafonela iya-check-a. Yebo, siyaba-accommodate labo bantu labo. Asivamile ukuthi singaba-accommodate. Yeah. Ngisho ngesilungutshelo amamembers.
Honorable Kaula was asking about those who applied from the deep rural areas as to what happened if there were some hiccups along the way and their applications were not received before the during date. Then the chairperson has already responded to what will happen.
Hayi ngathi usho usho into ofunwa nguwo wena uthi.
And the chairperson has responded that attempts will be made and they have to communicate with the secretary and a follow-up will be done and they'll be assisted, they won't be prevented from applying.
Okay, honorable members, thank you very much for your presence, and we have come to the end of our meeting. We'll meet on the 5th February. Next?
After
7, it's all. Day 5, we are meeting. So, go and read those documents. We are starting a phone.
Yeah.
But
The meeting is adjourned.
One to three.
One to three.